thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
There's nothing in my life that I hold dearer than the knowledge of who He is. My life is not my own. That's wisdom. Knowing God's will is this: Jesus died for my sins, and then going and living however you want to live. Knowledge with wisdom is knowing Jesus died for you, and then you commit yourself to this Savior who you owe everything to. Knowledge in all wisdom. We know God has told us to submit our will, our hearts, our lives to Him. But when it comes to making that a reality in our life, we often fail and fall. And we don't turn that knowledge into wisdom. It remains knowledge only. It's knowledge and spiritual understanding. Well, there's a great famine, I believe, in our day. There's a great famine of spiritual understanding in our day. It used to be, and maybe I'm being romantic about the past. That's even Scripture says we do that. But I believe and I think that there was a time in our history as a nation where we saw things with much more spiritual understanding than we do today. In fact, we've almost dismissed spiritual knowledge entirely in this silly world of supposed scientific awareness. We've turned from spiritual understanding, we've turned it away, and we've so many have fully accepted the fantasy of the world. We come short of seeing the world with spiritual understanding. And if you don't think it's true, or you want to know how you can tell if it's true, if the way the world acts and thinks, if the way the world lives their life, if that makes sense to you, you don't have a whole lot of spiritual understanding. If the way the world chooses to live, if the way the world chooses to spend their time and their money, if it makes sense to you, I didn't say if you didn't understand it. I said if it makes sense to you and resonates with you, that you think that's the way to go, and you're not a person of much spiritual understanding. And I know that might be a little bitter going down, but I believe that it's absolutely true. Look, the way the world chooses to live their life, spend their money, spend their time, invest their resources, it should make no sense to us that know the Lord. It shouldn't make any sense in the terms of that we ourselves want to live that way, to live our lives and sacrifice the precious time that God has given to us to accumulate the things of this world, wealth, acceptance, fame, you name it. It just shouldn't make sense to us that we would spend our whole lives seeking after things in a fallen world. Sometimes people read about the lives of missionaries and they go, I don't understand why a man like David Livingston, who had so many riches and had a life of ease in front of him, would sacrifice all of that and die in Africa. The world doesn't understand because it's living in a fantasy world. And if the world of fantasy that we look at in our lives, if it begins to resonate with us and make sense to us, we are not being very spiritually discerning or understanding. It shouldn't make sense. Not only does this way of thinking in others make sense to many professing believers, though, they themselves seek after those things as well, and they betray a lack of spiritual understanding. You'll never understand God and His wisdom unless you become spiritually minded. Spiritual mindedness does not happen By the way, if the inputs in your life, if the majority of those inputs in your life are inputs from a fantasy world, what are the inputs then in your life? What are the thoughts? What are the ideas? What are the goals and the aspirations that you're seeking after? More directly, from where did those thoughts come? Where did those ideas come from? Where did those aspirations come from? The world or God? That you'd be filled with the knowledge of God. And he goes on and he says that you'd walk worthy of the Lord. The reason that you're filled with the knowledge of God is to walk worthy. The reason God wants you to read this book is to walk this life. The reason God wants you to know His will is so that you might live His will. Not that you pass some test. Not that you appear to be some great theologian even. Some great teacher of the Scripture. Just to walk in this life. Walk according to faith and according to the will and according to the desires that God has for you in your life. Our faith is not a passive thing. It's a walking faith. It is to be pleasing to God. It is to be fruitful. As we're told in John 15, Jesus says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples," that you would be walking this faith, increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened, as he says, with all might. The only way to walk is to be strengthened by God. The only way to walk in this world is to be strengthened by Him. It is to be walk with patience and joy, as Paul talks about. He says, I desire you to know the knowledge. I desire you to have a knowledge of God's will. I desire you to be wise and have wisdom about that will. And I desire that you then walk worthy of the Lord. And as you walk worthy of the Lord, I desire that you walk with wisdom and patience and joy. And we have to stop and ask ourselves this question. How can that be in a world with so much pain? And we talked about this a lot lately as well. In a life that often encounters so much pain, how can we walk a life of joy and peace in the Lord? How can we find this joy and this peace and this patience that Paul is encouraging these people in Colossae to live? How, when so much seems wrong? Is this really even possible? As we look at this Scripture, and then we take our eyes off of the Scripture, and then we look out into the world and our everyday reality, we begin to ask ourselves, is this even possible? Can I live this way when there's so much pain in my life? How can I live with patience and joy when the world is seemingly bombarding us with its fantasy world and so many are going that way and there's so much pain? Look, there is a lot of pain in the world. I get that. I understand that. Pain that can cause us to give up hope and walk in despair. I want to read to you a letter I received this past week from a man in Liberia after the radio program, and he's expressing this same thought. Just, "Dear Pastor Welch, I believe that I have been saved, and previously I was living my life in the Lord. I attended church regularly. I prayed. I fasted. I paid my tithes to my local church. I even shared the Word of God to my friends and neighbors. But for many years now, the death of my only son, who died during the Ebola virus of 2014 in Liberia, has impacted me greatly. I no longer go to church like I did before. I find myself drinking excessively every day, though I still have a love for God. Do you think I am still saved? Or have I lost my salvation since I am no longer active like I was before the death of my son? I am really not too sure where I will go if I should die right now. Listening to you this morning, especially when you spoke about God's forgiveness after Cain's murder of his brother, placed a huge burden on my heart to check my salvation. Please, I need your prayers." A letter like this breaks your heart to read. The pain that no doubt this man has gone through at the loss of his son. How can these things be in balance and at the same time living a life of peace and joy? How can we live the way Paul says with such pain in our life? How can we live the way that Paul encourages the Colossians to live with such suffering? He anticipates the question. And he says to them, lastly, be thankful. Give thanks. Give thanks, he says to these that he is speaking with. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The way that we can have peace and joy and patience in the Christian life is to remember what we have been given in God and to thank Him, and to thank Him every day that we that do know Him have been made partakers of that life, that we have been delivered from the power of darkness, that it's not merely about this world, but it's about the one that is to come. Delivered and translated and redeemed and forgiven. On and on and on, the individual who knows the Lord can go and list the joys and the reason they have for patience and the enduring of difficulty and the commitment of their heart and the walking in the Lord according to His knowledge, according to His will. As we close today, I want to ask if you picked up on the cycle. There's a cycle to be seen here. We grow in knowledge of God's will, which causes us to grow in wisdom, that then encourages us to walk worthy of the Lord, which then itself creates greater knowledge in our walk, and greater wisdom, and a greater walk, and on it repeats. Learn, think, walk, repeat. Learn, think, walk, repeat. Continually throughout our lives, or are you stuck somewhere? Get back on the cycle. Learn something new today, tomorrow, and every day after that. Learn something new about God and His Word, and then think about that and have that translated from just knowledge into wisdom on how you are to live your life, and then indeed walk in the wisdom of the knowledge of God's will. Walk according to that knowledge and wisdom that you've gained from God, and do that until God calls you home. Do that until He calls you home. So are you and I, are we defended against the false realities and the false teachings of our day? Have you raised the white flag of surrender against what appears to be an overwhelming army set against God in our culture? Have you said, if you can't beat Him, join Him? And put down your Bible and put down your commitment to the Lord and just decided, you know what, I'm going to live the way the world has taught me to live. I'm going to live in a false sense of reality because everybody else is living in the false sense of reality. So the only way to truly be comfortable and be accepted and be in the norm and to not live a life of difficulty, struggle, is to just accept it and live in this false sense of reality too. I'm telling you and I'm proclaiming and I'm saying to you very as openly as I can, it's false sense of reality. It's going to come to a close and you're going to realize it's not what life was supposed to be all about. It's about the Lord, about His will. Put down the flag of surrender. Pick up your Bible. Begin today to resist, even if it costs you everything.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.